Test 71, Section 3, Question 10, we're looking for what's 100% proven or properly inferred. So inference slash must be true. So it says, when you subcontract the manufacturing of a product, you lose some control over the quality. So when you subcontract, lose control over quality. We do subcontract with some manufacturing. So we subcontract manufacturing, so they do lose some control, but only with companies that maintain complete control over the quality of the products they supply, but only with ones who have complete control. Now, we do know from the contrapositive of the first sentence that if you have complete control, you don't subcontract. And so what that says is that the people that they subcontract with don't subcontract to someone else. So that's kind of the combination of those first two sentences. So we know that the companies they subcontract with don't have subcontractors. So A, when the president's company subcontracts manufacturing, it does not allow the subcontractor to further subcontract the manufacturing of that product. That is 100% proven, so that would be our correct answer. I would take it and go in the real test, but we'll check the others. Companies that subcontract are often disappointed. We don't know whether they're disappointed. We just know they lose some control. The company president insists on having as much control as possible over the products. No, because if we wanted as much control as possible, then the company president would not have subcontracted to anyone else. When consumers know that a product has been manufactured, no, we don't know anything about what consumers know. That's outside the scope of what we have. They're generally dubious. We don't know that. When a company manufactures some products in-house and subcontracts manufacturing of others, the products made in-house will be of uniformly better quality. We don't know that they're going to be better quality. They just have more control. But it might be that they have control and they make really bad stuff. And so therefore, A clearly is our correct answer.